Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today for another episode of The Best Hour. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning.
So glad you're here.
Me too.
This is Lesson 350. We're going to be talking about Lesson 350 today in A Course in Miracles. Only about 2 weeks left in the year, and actually excited to be closing in on these final lessons here. It's been such a profound year of working through the workbook lessons. And I've really enjoyed you companioning me in these last few months here with us. So thank you for participating.
I'm loving it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been really great. Yeah. So we're going to be, let's just take a good deep breath and come to center before we begin.
Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember God, and through God's memory to save the world. What we forgive becomes a part of us as we perceive ourselves. The child of God incorporates all things within herself as God created her. Your memory depends on her forgiveness. What she is unaffected by her thoughts, but what she looks upon is their direct results. Therefore, my God, I would turn to you. Only your memory will set me free, and only my forgiveness teaches me to let your memory return to me and give it to the world in thankfulness.
And as we gather miracles from him, we will indeed be grateful, for as we remember him, his son will be restored to us in the reality of love. Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember him, and through his memory, to save the world. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. So as we begin to reintegrate ourselves, that's really what A Course in Miracles is helping us to do. What we don't realize is that every time we lay a judgment on the world, we literally separate a piece of ourself from ourself. We're splitting ourselves into, at this point, for me anyway, millions and millions and millions of judgments. And over time, I say for myself, you know, we judge someone and then we just, it's out there. And it's a piece of ourself that's left dangling that we've separated from our holy self. Because our true self, our holy self, judges nothing. Everything is perfectly innocent. Everything is perfectly perfect. So the process of forgiveness is the reintegration of the self. Now, again, we can't do this with the mind that created the problem, with the mind that always operates in error. We can only do it when we disregard, when we deny. And so when I hear that term, you know, get thee behind me, as it was quoted in the Bible, I see that I'm just putting the ego behind me. I'm putting it to the back of my mind. I'm saying, I'm not listening to that noise. I'm not listening to that insanity. I'm not listening to judgment. And I'm clearing the field. I'm clearing the field of my mind so that I can be joined in union and relationship, where I can be informed, if you will, by the voice for God, which is Christ, my true identity. We call it the Holy Spirit here. But again, the Course in Miracles says in the textbook that the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. It is you, the bigger part of you. And as we talked about yesterday, you know, the ego is a very small fragment of what we really are in truth, in reality. And its insanity, thank goodness, is also a very small thing. And it can be absolutely ignored. The one thing that it cannot defend itself against is us ignoring it. So in this lesson today, we're going to practice the miracles, offering miracles, which are, as we said yesterday, a shift of perception, a sudden shift of perception, because we have made a dimensional shift in joining with another perception of our reality. The Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, when you join with that mind, that self, that mind, has the vision, has the capacity, has the knowing of looking beyond and through the appearance of form and what we've laid over it, which is our meaning, as we have defined everything and given all the meaning that it has. As we gather our miracles from God, okay, we will indeed be grateful, for as we remember him, his children, his daughters and sons, will be restored to us in the reality of love. We begin to see all the world, all things, and knowing all things as they truly are in the vision of Christ, in their perfect presentation, their perfect expression of love. This really is such a beautiful, I want to say narrative, but it's such a beautiful return to truth. It's such a beautiful pathway for us to follow. Yeah, we have to look at our egoic self and be willing to be self-honest about the contrast between what Jesus expressed to us as love. And that's why he's held in such regard, honestly, is because he was always perfectly forgiven, giving, and always perfectly loving once he realized his true self, when he had an experience of self-realization. And that's his whole message, is that's what's available to us. And once we join in that mind, then we can become sustained as the expression. And when you see me, you see the Father. When you see me, you see the Mother. When you see me, you see perfect love. When you see me, you see forgiveness. When you see me, you see the atonement. When you see me, I offer the miracle of knowing who you are, because I see myself in you as perfect. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. What an amazing gift this is. I just feel the vibratory frequency of what we forgive becomes a part of us as we perceive ourselves. What I forgive, who I forgive becomes a part of me. As I forgive Jesus, Jesus becomes a part of me. As I forgive God, God becomes a part of me. That God is, dare I say, incomplete without each of our return home.
Absolutely.
And I know that's something that you have taught, and that that the fragmentation isn't just ourselves. It's the fragmentation of the perception of it all. Like that, you know, we have this oneness, this mirror that represents oneness, and it shatters into all these little pieces, and we forgive all these little fragments, all these little pieces who appear like brothers and sisters, who appear like, you know, friend and foe in this experience of world, but all are really reflections of God, and all are really reflections of the Christ consciousness. And so, you know, we have gone through the phases of not just forgiving ourselves, our brothers and sisters, but you've also taught about, you know, forgiving Jesus and forgiving God. And so here we are, as we forgive all of this, it all becomes a part of us, and we're returned to the wholeness, to the oneness. Not that it ever went anywhere, but the miracle corrects the perception and elevates the perception to the highest level possible in this state of separation, so that then we can cross over from the happy dream into this absolute oneness, this heaven, and this experience. Miracles mirror God's eternal love. To offer them is to remember him. Do this in memory of me. I hear, the biblical of the Last Supper of the Holy Communion and being raised as a good Catholic girl, remembering to partake of the Christ, as the body and the blood, of Christ. But really, I view that as the essence, is the word of Christ, is the vision of Christ, to partake of it, to allow it to become integrated into my being. And I do this in memory of God. I do this in memory of love. And it is through this memory that saves the world. My mom recently transitioned, and one of the things that I have, decided is that I will partake of her namesake, and her name was in this experience was Joyce, and the root of that is joy, and joy as her inheritance, and joy as my inheritance, and that I will be joyful to honor her memory. I will be harmonious within my family and be a light and love among my siblings and my, family in order to honor her memory. I do these things in memory of her. I commit to these things in memory of her, and I commit to love, and I commit my life to awakening and to this remembrance, this integration, this practice of forgiveness. And I do this in honor and memory of Jesus and of the Christ of my being, and in the memory of my source and my creator that I call God, that I know to be all that is. I do this in dedication and memory of that, that I then may become the mirror of this, of what God is for my family here, So I would turn to God. And only your memory, only God's memory sets me free. And only my forgiveness teaches me to let God's memory return to me and give it to the world in thankfulness and memory of God.
So I was getting two things as you were sharing, I think, points of insight. I was suddenly seeing that as we forgive, I want to refer to the sleeping self, because the sleeping self, and I've shared this before, but I had a lucid experience where I was talking to someone in my dream, sleeping self dream, and I realized that person I was talking to had no thoughts unless I was literally giving them to them unbeknownst to me in advance. Cause I had asked this person, what's your name? And then I said, he doesn't know where he's from. And I said, where are you from? And all he could say was blah, 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 because I had not told him where he was from yet unconsciously in my mind. Mm-hmm. We set it all up. So imagine all of the characters in your dream that you've projected out as pieces of you. They're all pieces of you. They're all you in a different form, in a different expression, in a different drama, some women, men, whatever they may be. And when you wake up, this miracle occurs because they're all reintegrated back to you. Mm-hmm. They all come right back to where they came from because they're all a projection, right? And as you were speaking, and the way you were saying it, I suddenly got the insight that as we forgive Jesus, then Jesus becomes a part of our mind as we are returning to what we already were in the higher consciousness self, the true self is one with all that is. It's one with all minds, mm-hmm. all individuations of that mind. And so as we forgive our brothers and sisters, right, they return to us as a part of us, mm-hmm. right? And so as you were saying, you know, as I remember God, only your memory will set me free. So I'm remembering God, mm-hmm. right, in the practice of forgiveness, in the practice of miracles, offering miracles. But I'm reintegrating God with myself because God is in each one of my brothers and mm-hmm. sisters. Mm-hmm. Just like the sleeping self, all of these characters are pieces of me that I've projected out, I'm returning back to me as I wake up, reintegrating myself. As we remember God, we're actually remembering God in our brothers and sisters. That we see God in them, and then that reintegrates back with us. Mm. That memory of God is the reintegration of our brothers and sisters with us as one, as wholeness. So I just wanted to kind of share that because that's what I was getting. And that was beautiful the way you shared that. So thank you so much for that and for the gift really that you were giving me, you know, and what I was seeing and what you were sharing.
Mm.
So
thank you.
Good stuff.
Thanks for reflecting it back in that way too.
Miracles mirror God's eternal love, period, period, period.
Yeah.
And every miracle, sudden shift of perception, is an expression of perfect love. Mm. And we are the energy of the Creator in action. We are the one mm-hmm. that has, and the only ones that have the capacity mm-hmm. to be the channel mm-hmm. for that expression of love mm-hmm. here and now in field and form. Good stuff. So thanks again for being with us today, with all of us here today. Reverend A, thank you for your time.
It's Brother T. Love you.
Right. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. This has been a little bit longer episode, but not so much. And we're going to be discussing another section, the last section of questions in the workbook starting tomorrow.
What am I?
With lesson 351. And he answers the question. Jesus gives us a dissertation on and answers the question, what am I? So we look forward to joining you there. And thank you for being here with us today. God bless you. You are the miracle. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the